Chapter 18. Lisa. The American Airways flight took off on time. Business class was only half full, so Jack had plenty of room to spread out and relax on what was usually a boring flight. He never minded travelling to the Middle East, but going the other way to the States always seemed tedious. Nevertheless, the flight of almost 8 hours was comfortable, the food decent, and the staff pleasant. The aircraft touched down at Dulles International a few minutes before midnight. The transfer from plane to terminal, the immigration process and customs check took another hour, and it was well after 1 in the morning when he walked out of the arrivals gate. The area was packed with people waiting to meet and pick up their friends and family. Jack stood for a few seconds and scanned the waiting crowd. Then he saw her, arm raised and waving, off to the left of the melee. He pushed through the crowd and made his way to the smiling woman next to one of the car hire desks. He grabbed his bag and they hugged. Cheeks were kissed and more hugs followed. "Hello, handsome."
"Lisa, it's great to see you, babe. You look terrific."
Born in New York and now almost 40, Lisa Reynard was tall and athletic. Her olive skin and dark eyes were a testament to her Italian heritage. She'd become a successful and respected photojournalist with the Washington Post, who had worked several conflict zones over the last dozen or more years. The two had originally met in Baghdad in 2003 and had become good friends. In 2008, they'd worked together on the Iraq operation to recover a vast quantity of looted diamonds, an operation that had made them both multimillionaires. The last time Jack had worked with Lisa was over a year ago in Beirut. It was at that time Jack discovered not only was she a renowned journalist, but an agent for the NSA, the American National Security Agency. She smiled and linked arms. "Come on, honey, let's get out of here." "Yes, please."
"How's Nicole and your gorgeous daughters, Mr. Castle?"
"All good. Nikki sends her love and wants to know when you're coming over again."
"Oh, I'd love to, but just seems to be one thing after another here."
"They've all gone down to the island for a little while." She looked at him.
"I absolutely adore Orrell Island. How's Dimitri?"
"As busy as ever. He was out in Japan, but should be back on the island with Nikki and the girls by now." As they left the air-conditioned terminal, the warm night air hit them. "The car's this way." The lights flashed on a Toyota Prius.
"Oh no. You've gone all save the planet, babe."
She laughed.
"Hybrid petro-electric cars are in, Jack, especially in big cities. You still drive your gas-guzzling Jaguar?"
He grinned.
"Always."
She frowned and wagged her finger.
"Tut, tut, tut."
Her perfect smile returned. "Get in." The drive into Washington was easy at that time of the morning, with few cars on the expressway and even less once they got into the city proper. Lisa's apartment was at the northern end of Connecticut Avenue, a couple of blocks from Rock Creek Park. She also had a beautiful country house out in West Virginia, which was used at weekends and holidays, but most of her time, when working with the Post, was spent at the apartment on Connecticut. As they entered the flat, Jack looked at his Rolex. A few minutes after 2, mid-morning in the Emirates, he dropped his bag, took out his smartphone, and checked for a signal. "Gonna call Nicole."
"Okay, give her my love. Would you like some tea, honey?"
Jack walked over to the window.
"Yeah, love some, please."
Then waited for the call to connect.
"Zakin."
"Hi, darling. You arrived okay? Girls okay?"
"We're all fine. Mike picked us up from the airport in the chopper. We're just having a late breakfast now with Dad. How about you?"
"I'm good. Just arrived at Lisa's. She sends her love."
"Good. Say hello from me too. It's late there, so I'll let you go. Call me when you can. Be careful, darling. I love you."
Jack turned as Lisa entered with the tea tray.
"Love you too, baby. Kiss the girls."
"English breakfast tea, skimmed milk and sweetener," said Lisa.
Jack flopped down on the big red Italian leather couch.
"I'm gasping for that."
She sat down and poured his tea.
"Here you go."
"You not having anything?"
Not this time of night. She leaned back against the soft leather. OK, Jack. Do you want a shower and sleep, or are you going to tell me what this is all about?